Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the MSB podcast. I'm your host, Austin, and welcome back to a brand new episode. We're going to talk about a lot of stuff today, but happy Tuesday afternoon, Tuesday evening, whenever you're getting this. And again, welcome back to the Motivation, Success, and Blessings podcast with your host, Austin. Hello, and welcome to the Motivation, Success, and Blessings with Austin podcast. Austin Sanctuary has now been transformed into the MSB podcast. And here on the MSB podcast, we're going to feature motivation sessions that include success, goals, life improvements, and of course, blessings. But we have our brand new church open for business everywhere, ready to come in and bring people to Christ. And that is called Brighter Side Church, and that has a podcast and a YouTube channel. And depending on where you're watching this, either on YouTube or on a podcast, check out the opposite one, because we're running a podcast and we're running our YouTube channel, which is where we feature all of our podcast episodes. Again, I'm your host, Austin, and welcome back to the MSB podcast. We'll get started very shortly. Everybody, I hope you had a great entry into today's podcast episode. Again, I'm your host, Austin. If you want to follow our different accounts and Twitter pages, again, we have a podcast and our church, which is called Brighter Side Church. And you can check us out on YouTube or through our podcast, Brighter Side Church. And of course, you can check out this podcast on either our YouTube channel or on the podcast, depending on where you're listening. You're already listening to one, so go find us somewhere else if you'd like. And again, this is the Motivation, Success, and Blessings podcast. For my personal Twitter, my account username is auslyn7, auslyn7. And you can follow this podcast on Twitter at the MSB podcast on Twitter, and also our Brighter Side Church at brighter_church on Twitter. I'm not a big Instagram user. I'm not a big Facebook user. I like Twitter, which is now called X. We talked about that over on my other podcast, which is called The Conversation with Austin. I talked all about X and my opinion on changing Twitter to X. And personally, to summarize it pretty quickly, I don't like it. It just doesn't seem too good. I don't know. I'm not really a big fan. But welcome back to today's episode. And in today's episode, I want to talk about how you can save money. It's always a big thing, you know, left and right all the time. People are, you know, talking about motivation, how they need motivation for different things. And one thing that's explicit to me is that if I don't have something nice, I don't have the motivation to clean it. If I don't have something nice, I don't have the motivation to make it better. If I don't have something nice, if I don't have enough of something, I don't have the motivation. So if I don't have some money that's already saved, I have trouble finding, motivation to save even more money. And it's been a constant problem. And like I said in our previous episode, I had money saved, then I ran out, then I saved more, then I ran out, then I saved more, then I ran out. And this is now my fourth attempt at getting a lot saved and keeping it saved. And no matter how many attempts it actually takes me, it doesn't matter how many times I failed. It matters if I can actually get it right if I can actually achieve my goal, if I can actually do what I want to do with my life, if I can actually have the money I want to have, if I can actually open and succeed in the business I want to do, if I can actually run my church and bring people to Christ through our ministry, if I can actually have the effort to work hard and succeed in life, if I can actually, and I can keep on going on and on and on, but it all matters about when you finally succeed, when you finally get that point. That's when it succeeds. That's when it actually works out. So today we're going to kind of be like our last episode. We're going to kind of be all over the place. And the last episode that we had was, was season one for MSB, season one, episode number four. And that was Monday Motivation. I'm sorry, that wasn't it. Going back one more. It was season one, episode three, Money, Failures, Past Attempts, and Living Life Without Limits. We shared a fun little motivational video, which we're going to share another motivational video about pursuing your dreams and following them and just being able to get through them. And it is it's called Rue Soul from Morgan Freeman. It's a motivational video titled Follow Your Dreams. And we'll get to that very shortly. But I am here to tell you, before we get into that, to just jump into things and to keep going and to keep succeeding and to just go with it. And some things you may not want to jump into right away. Some things have to be thought about. But whenever it comes to all the what if questions, in my opinion, if there isn't too big of consequences, like, for example, investing money in stocks, that is something that you should definitely think about pretty hard. You know, when is this stock maybe going to go under? When is it going to drop? Maybe is it going to go, you know, maybe is this business going to go bankrupt and I'm going to lose everything? Maybe even, you know, if depending on how much you do, maybe you even owe them something. You know, it all depends on all of that. So that's something you should think about. But as far as opening your own business and you're not really spending much money, and let's just say you're only having to spend like $100 in your business. I know that's crazy, but Brighter Side Church, I only spent, I think, like $15 or $30 to open Brighter Side Church. That's all I spent. For this podcast here, I spent literally nothing. And I'm telling you, literally nothing. The only thing I pay for my YouTube channel and all of that is $15 monthly to Canva to make some cool different art and different vectors and different thumbnails for YouTube. And that's all I pay for. So when it's something like that, just jump into it. Jump, as people say, jump the gun. Go into it. Try it. If you fail, keep working. If you fail, keep working. If you fail again, work at it again. If you fail again, you keep working at it again. If you fail again, you work again. Fail again, work again. Fail again, work again. Until finally you say, nope, I'm done with this. I'm going to try something else. Never give up and stop in the middle of your path. If you guys have ever been in like a road trip and you've been on like road work with like a detour, I'm sure people have been in a detour with their, you know, trying to go to somewhere and you get into road work with a detour in the middle of the road. You know, you don't just stop and just say, nope, my vacation or my road trip's over. No, you're either following this detour or you're picking up a map or going on Google Maps or going on your phone and you're looking for a different path. And if you try that path, you get to another detour, you follow another detour, you get on that detour, and then there's blocked again. When those roadblocks happen, don't just stop at the cones. You need to either wiggle your way through the cones or find a new way around to get back on that path that is destined for you. And that goes along with that money-saving type of thing. You know, and I just pointed something out earlier. If you only save a dollar a day, which is just $7 a week, you're going to have $365 at the end of the year. And if you can only save a dollar, that's actually a lot to a lot of people. If they can only afford to save a dollar, $365 to them at the end of a year is actually a lot of money. There was a lady who I watched her challenge on YouTube, and she was able to save $20,000 over 52 weeks. And she was doing a total of, I forget how much, maybe it wasn't that much. how, I don't know, even, like, I can't remember how many, I thought it was 52. How many weeks are in a year? Isn't it 52? Yeah. So she was saving about $1,000 every single week, and she was putting that into savings, and she was able, that's not right. If she had $20,000 divided by 52, sorry, my calculator didn't work. She was saving $384 a week. So just saving like $385 or $400, and you save it for 52 weeks, you're going to make $20,800, which that's a really high number for some people. But, you know, even if you just save $80 and you save it for a whole year for 52 weeks, you're going to have $4,000 at the end of the year. That's a lot of money. That's a nice chunk of money, you know, so just always follow in your path, never give up on yourself, and no matter where you're at, even if it's only one penny that goes into that little savings jar, that little savings account, that is a start, and that is a change, that is something that you're going to do today that will then change your future ahead. Now I want to share the motivational video from Morgan Freeman, which is Follow Your Dreams. Here is the motivational video from Morgan Freeman again. Follow your dreams.
There are those of us who like to venture to the unexplored, to see the beauty in the strange and unknown. Those of us who go out there with a sense of wonder. It's the magic of risking everything for a dream that nobody sees but you.
Beyond this place of wrath and tears looms but the shadow of the shade. Yet the menace of the years finds and shall find me, unafraid.
God.
It matters not how straight the gate, how punishment charged the scroll. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul.
I have to remind myself that some birds aren't meant to be caged. Their feathers are just too bright. And when they fly away, the part of you that knows it was a sin to lock them up does rejoice.
Let me tell you about a voice.
The one that whispers. It tells me what's right and what's not. When to leave and where to go. It's not Shakespeare. It does not speak in memorable lines. My inner voice always gives it to me straight. Tells me who my real friends are. When to say yes, when to say no. Whether the person sitting next to me is the one I'll be spending the rest of my life with.
You already know that dedication, hard work, and perseverance gives positive results.
Let your instincts guide you.
Your 15 minutes are up. You better start thinking of something else. What else to do? What do I want to do? I was picked a day that I was going to go to the taxi and limousine commission to try and get my license. And the day before I decided to go, I got a call from my agent. Paul Newman is casting, wants to see you. Getting a job is like having money in your pocket. If you got it, you can get it. Strangely enough, so this was in September. By October, I had a TV job, an off-Broadway show. I was directing a play, and I was going to be in January going to do this movie. It's called Harry and Sons. Go figure. What would you do if you weren't an actor, if you didn't make it as an actor? What would you do? I have no idea. I would act somewhere, because I'll die if I don't.
Yes. And that is just so important, that because I'll die if I don't. It doesn't only mean if you're dying from not being able to survive, from not being able to buy things and pay for food and actually survive, but it also means surviving mentally. You'll die inside, emotionally and mentally, and you'll have no life. A lot of people now, especially the young ones, some really think far ahead and some are really proud of where they're going to be and they're going to try their best and they're already on a great path. But there's some people out there who are just saying, well, when I'm 18 and I finally have to get a job, I'm going to go work at McDonald's. I'll make enough so that I can live. I'll just get whatever car I can afford and I'll live in it and that'll be it. Why do people think like that? And if you're someone who thinks like that, why do you think like that? Why do you put yourself down and act like you're trash? Yes, you could live like that. Yes, that's all you really need. But why? There's so many people who have so much potential in their life and they throw it away. And I know someone who's so close to me, and he can read, he can write really, really well. He can pick things out of a song just like that. He can know exactly what a song is about. He can tell the whole backstory. He is such a smart person, but he threw his whole life away with drugs and with alcohol and with robbing places and with doing bad things. And he lost his ex-wife to cancer. And he was stuck in jail. He couldn't even go to her funeral. He threw his whole life away. He threw his potential away because he instead wanted drugs, he wanted alcohol, and he wanted to be the natural badass that everybody else sees. He figured, I don't gotta be good. I don't have time to go do this. So then he started his job and tried to get his life back together and went to work for a dump truck company. Lost that one. Went to a new dump truck company. They no longer needed him. Went to another dump truck company and did mixer instead of dump truck and got hurt on the job and hurt his back. Then he was out of work for a while. They told him to quit. Well, they didn't tell him to quit, but they just fired him. They terminated him on the spot. Then he moved into another job and he worked there. And then that guy went out of business. All it's been is constant backlash. Constant backlash in his life. The thing is, if he was younger, you do not have to go to college. You're more than welcome to. That'll definitely be something beneficial to you. But all you have to do is put your mind to something and go show somebody rich. Go show somebody big. Go show a millionaire, go show a billionaire, or go show some big business owner, even a small business owner, what you can do. Show them your potential, prove your point, and prove it how great you really are. People throw their potential away every day, and they just settle for the regular, everyday, hard man jobs like a dump truck job or a mixer, which is nothing wrong if that's what you like to do. But when you have so much potential and you can make so much more money and be so much more successful, why should you settle for something like that where you're going to hurt yourself on the job and you're going to be having to quit working at 50 because you're in so much pain and back pain from the hard work for all the years? So what are the three main things of today's episode that I wanted to point out? Start now and don't wait. Open that business, open that church, start saving that money, get going. You need to do something today to plan for yourself when you're 85, 90, 70, 65 years old. Don't just think, oh, okay, I'm 65. When I'm 65, I can go in for Social Security and I can just live off my Social Security check. No, plan ahead. Plan something good for yourself. Don't live paycheck to paycheck when you're an old man. You work so hard all these years. Why should you not plan for yourself to live in nice, beautiful peace in a nice, beautiful home when you're 80? Why? Start now. Plan now. Save now. Make that retirement plan. Get that 401k. Go somewhere where it's offered. Start now. Don't wait. And the second thing, always remember your potential. Don't settle for McDonald's. Don't settle for being a carpenter unless you like that. Don't stop for just being a car dealership seller or a car salesman. You need to go further than that. When you first walk into that one building, let's say you go work for Toyota. You go work for a Toyota or a Honda or a Mazda dealer. When you begin working there, don't just say, I'm going to be a car salesman for 40-some years, then I'm going to quit and I'm going to go work somewhere else. No. You need to work and be a car salesman, get upgraded to something else, and upgrade and upgrade and upgrade until your store manager and then your store and then your HR and you're way up there. You need to be up there. And if you're not, you need to demand a higher raise or a higher level or to be up further and more authority over that place where you work. And if they don't want to offer that, then you need to leave. Don't stay with the same company and get the same old paycheck that you got 50 years ago when now you got 50 years of experience in that workplace. Go somewhere else. Always try to get more. Be happy with what you got, but always go for more. And the third thing I can give is to all the young people out there, all the teenagers, all the people in school who are just sitting there, oh yes, I'm going to go work at Walmart. Oh yes, I'm going to go work at, I'm just going to be a cashier at Target, or I'm just going to be, a McDonald's worker. No, that's your first job. There has to be something after it. Plan. Start a podcast. Start a gaming channel. Start a YouTube channel. Start a streaming channel. Start a Twitch. Start a church. Start a ministry. Start something. Plan for your future. So that's the main lesson today, is to start now and plan for your future. Something today that you do, you should do something every day to plan for yourself when you're 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 years old. Always do something for your future self. Now we're going to have one more motivational video. We're going to come back and kind of summarize on it, and then we're going to dismiss for today's session. This motivational video is by Eddie Pinero, and it is titled Believe in Yourself. This is Eddie Pinero.
There are a few things you just can't learn from a textbook that you have to live through, to see, to be fully entrenched in, because here is a simple truth. This world is a tough place. Getting what you want, making the most of the time you have, requires that you put yourself in the position to succeed. It means you see a finish line before one exists. Look, no one's ever gonna call you and tell you how incredible your idea is. You can't build a business on potential or win a championship on promise. Results are binary. You either accomplish something or you simply did not. Right? That's it. That's what people see, the result. So that means every second, every step of the way from where you are right now until you cross the finish line depends on you and your thoughts. How you internalize failure, how you look at setbacks, when no one is around to pat you on the back or tell you how great you are, will you have enough self-belief to move forward? Because my friends, that's the hardest part. That's what no one talks about. Having the courage to wake up every single day of your life and know that you are building towards something incredible. You are creating a masterpiece from the ground up. And that means that when you're looking in the mirror, you believe in what's staring back at you. You see the unseen and you are willing to bring it to life. That is the foundation that you build greatness on. And it's a daily pursuit, creating milestones, designing the small wins that keep you going, that keep you moving, that get you past all those times you so desperately want to turn around, but know that for you, it simply isn't an option. That is not your reality. You have more waiting for you. And so you press on, cloaked in confidence, you move into the unknown, seeking the day the rest of the world looks up and calls you lucky. They'll look at what you built and say how fortunate you are, but they won't comprehend the 20-hour days, the focus, the ridicule for being different or obsessive or nonconformist. They won't know that self-belief trumped all of that. That it was everything. The word great is separate for a reason. It implies a specific set of beliefs and values. It means you saw light when most people saw darkness. It means you said yes when most people said no. You moved forward when the rest of the world turned around. Believe in your greatness. See it, live it. It is there, and you need to know that it's there. Because it will make all the difference. Your self-belief will define you.
So you know. Whenever we build a house, you know how they start with all of the wood and all of the stuff? They can't put the window first. There's no way. The wall has to become before the window. They have the window, but they can't insert the window until they have the wall up. They can't insert the wall until they have all the framework done. They can't insert the front door until they have the wall, the framework, and the windows and all that stuff done. Well, they could do the door before the windows, but you know what I mean. And they can't build the kitchen until they have the walls for the kitchen. And the floor, and the entire framework, and the blueprint. And they can't start any of that until they have the blueprint. This session surrounds a lot about a home, building a home, and the steps of building a home. We all know what a blueprint is, I'm sure, but if you don't, it's a layout of a home or something being built, and it's a whole entire look at what things are and how they're laid out. A blueprint for someone's future, for someone's motivation, for someone's plans. The blueprint is the beginning. The blueprint is called the dream. The blueprint is considered the brainstorming. Back in school, you always heard your English teacher, okay, brainstorm. Do a vector, do a graphic organizer, do a brainstorm. You know, brainstorming is not only for English class. Brainstorming is a life lesson because you have to brainstorm things. Think about what you want to create and what you envision something. And for me, I look at Brighter Side Church and I look at even this podcast, but the most thing my mind is set on is Brighter Side Church, and I imagine that church being an actual church in a few more years and a big, huge building. And a beautiful, beautiful church for everyone to come in, and the elderly, the young, the teenagers, the children, the preschoolers, the regular adults, the hard workers, the people who are disabled, the people who have different things like autism, everyone, the blacks, the whites, everybody just stuffed in that church to the brim. And we're just worshiping all day, all the morning on Sunday. And we have a beautiful dinner there every Sunday after church. We have a great breakfast in the church every Sunday and every Sunday. That's what I'm picturing with my church. And right now, it's just a small little YouTube channel, a small little podcast on YouTube, and it all, or on the podcast channels, and it all started with that blueprint that I looked at. Then I built the start of it, came from the bottom. It's now at level 1, and we got thousands of more levels to go. And each new episode that I make, each new thought that I bring up, each new podcast episode, each new worship session, each new idea, each new video, each new person who subscribes and watches and worships at Brighter Side Church, every single time an interaction is done, we're getting closer and closer to the last level. And that's why I'm saying start now and start from the bottom and build up. It's just like building a house. Once it's all finished, you are so entirely happy, but it takes a lot of work and a lot of effort, and it all has to start from the beginning. You can't expect to go into something and be a millionaire or a billionaire or even just a few $100s in just a day. I have been doing Brighter Side Church for our ministry, and I've been doing it totally free of cost, which I'm not complaining about at all. But I've gotten nothing for the money that I laid out for Brighter Side Church, which wasn't much at all. But then again, I was buying Bibles for people and spending my own money, and I'm doing such hard work, and I'm not getting paid anything for it here on earth. I'm getting paid a lot of money in heaven, not money, but other things in heaven. But I'm not getting paid anything here on earth. But I will tell you that God is planning to pay me back, and He is going to pay me back in an extraordinary, really great, exponential way. And I'm just going to trust it the full process. But you can't expect to jump into something right away and expect to be a millionaire for your business and overnight. You know how long it took Google to become big? It took a long time. How long for Starbucks? How long for Dunkin'? How long for Walmart? How long for Target? How long for Amazon? Some things are quicker, but a lot of businesses, they take years and years to build an audience, to build shoppers, to build clientele, and they spend so much effort, and it takes a true dream. And in my opinion, since I am a Christian, nothing's going to happen unless you ask God to help you. Because if you're getting stuff that you're not, that God's not giving you, the only person who's giving it to you is the devil. But that is my portion that I am putting into here today. I know everyone has different thoughts. Those are just my opinions. But do not give up on yourself today. Work for a tomorrow. You have something big coming. Don't settle with McDonald's. Don't settle with a dump truck job. You need to work up higher to be something good. Use all of your potential. But I do want to thank you guys for coming into our episode here today at the MSB Podcast. Again, you can check out all those Twitter links. And again, I was your host, Austin. Thanks again for checking out the Motivation, Success, and Blessings podcast. Have a fantastic rest of your Tuesday evening, and I will see you in our next episode. Enjoy the music on your way out.